السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب. وقد قال: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله العظيم. Hello my kiram, most respected brothers and also our sisters at the madrasa. I was speaking to some friends and telling them that if a person has to go to the Blue Lagoon or anywhere where fishermen are catching fish, lined up catching fish, so there's bait lying around, hooks, fish which has been caught. If you stay for a little while in that area, then your clothes will imbibe that smell of fish. When you go home or you go to visit any friend, he will just be and say, you went to catch fish. Just the smell of that person's clothes will indicate that this person went fishing. If a person goes to Farmer Brown's poultry farm and stays in that area where they've got hundreds of thousands of chicken there, 1-2 hours you go and spend there and return home from there, the clothes will give the message very loud and clear that this person has been to a poultry farm. The person will smell like a fowl. If you stay with goats, sheep, cattle for a long time and return from there, the smell of goats, sheep and cattle will be in the clothes of the person. If a person goes and spends a lot of time with the monkeys in Burman bush, then he will also behave like a monkey and smell like a monkey. So when in the company of animals, the person's clothes, the person's body gives a loud and clear message that this person has been in the company of sheep, of goat, of cattle, of donkeys, of monkeys, of chicken and of fish, then in the sohbat of the Ahlullah, you think the hearts will not get the fragrant smell of the hearts of the Ahlullah? They in the company of those animals, only the clothes and the body will get that smell. Here the fragrance of the hearts of the Ahlullah, the zikrullah that they make, the taqwa that they have, the tawakkul and the trust that they have in Allah Ta'ala, that will permeate into the hearts, into the bodies, provided the person is sincere. These type of majlises of zikr, if a person has to attend regularly and make zikrullah with sincerity, make sincere tawbah, take the name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala with great love, read Durood Sharif upon Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with great muhabbat, then when this person goes out of such majlises, then his life should indicate that this person has been to a majlis of zikr. So many times Allah Allah is taken when this person goes into the bazaars, when he goes to the marketplaces, when he goes to his shop, when he deals with his clients, when he talks to his family, when he talks to his children, when he deals with his neighbors. In other words, all actions of his life, the person must be able to say that this person has been in the sohbat of Ahlullah, or he has been in a majlis of zikrullah, or he has been in the company of the righteous and the pious. If that person's heart has not as yet taken effect, that it means that the person has got a weakness and they must be, it must be remedied. There is a spiritual sickness. The heart is diseased, spiritually diseased, that so many times the person is taking Allah, Allah, making Allah, Allah, and still nobody can smell that fragrance. It brings to mind again an example which I gave once in my majlis, one of the majlis bayans, that even a person is brying, even if you have heard this example before, but take a lesson, that when a person is brying outside, then the smoke of that bright meat goes far and wide. The aroma goes far and wide. Even if you are a few doors away, if you are sitting outside, then just the smell will very clearly indicate that somebody in this area is brying meat. So when the aroma and the fragrant smell of the bright meat goes far and wide, then those who have bright their hearts with the fear of Allah and the love of Allah, the fire of Allah Ta'ala's love and the fear of Allah Ta'ala's azab, when that has bright the heart of a person, then the fragrance of that heart will go far and wide. We have seen Ahlullah sitting in one small village sometimes, and thousands of miles away people are benefiting from their ulum. Small, small villages. But far and wide Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala caused the fragrance of their heart to reach. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given that power in this zikrullah, in these type of majlises. So what I am trying to explain is this, that in these days of fitna, there is no other way out but to stay in the environment of zikrullah, in the environment of deen, in the environment of the righteous and the salihin and the pious, in whichever way that is possible. If the person cannot get the company of the righteous and the pious, then whatever time after fulfilling the rights of people, not that he's sitting and reading tasbih all the time here and the children are starving, the wife is hungry, there is no food in the house. They say, what is happening? He says, no, the Hazrat is sitting in the masjid and making zikr 24 hours. So that's why he is unable to work. So that is not what we mean. But whatever spare time, whatever little time the person has, if he cannot find right company, sit down in the masjid and make dua, engage in zikrullah, stay in the company of the farishtas and the malaika. Then you will see that what effect this has. It will change our hearts. And when the hearts change, then we will not enjoy sins. When the heart, the condition changes, then we are not going to enjoy sins. At present, there is an enjoyment, a pleasure that we are getting in sins. The person just goes out of the masjid and he wants to get back to that same program on the television that he was following, the soaps and the movies. He just can't seem to resist. The person just goes out of the masjid and again he wants to get back to zina, to back to adultery and fornication. He wants to get back to his environment. So that is because we have not purified our hearts as yet. So these majlises are for that purification. I am in need of it, and I benefit much more than you benefit. So therefore I sit here and make Allah Allah. And what I'm telling you, I'm actually addressing myself also. So therefore we should not consider these majlises as insignificant. They have an impact provided we come with open minds and open hearts. But if we come with doubts, we are skeptical and doubtful all the time, that we don't know what the maqsad of this must be, we do not know what the niyat must be, we do not know what the intention is, then we will not go back with anything really substantial. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give me, give you, and the entire ummah the tawfiq of doing those things which are pleasing to our Creator, our beloved Allah, and of restraining ourselves from all those things that are displeasing to Him. We keep talking about fortunate and unfortunate. These people were very fortunate, those people were very unfortunate. Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has made it very, very clear that who is the fortunate person and who is the unfortunate person, by means of the dua which he taught to us. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in the dua which he taught to the ummah, if from the dua we gauge that the fortunate person is that person who is obedient to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and the unfortunate person is that person who who is indulging in sins. The person who is indulging in sins is the unfortunate person. Of course, I have mentioned many times that just Allah, Allah is not sufficient. It is to bring into our hearts Allah. That after that, wherever we go, Allah is in our hearts. And the easy way of getting Allah Ta'ala in our hearts is what Allah Ta'ala mentions in the ayat of the Quran, that fear Allah and join those who are muttaqi. Become of the muttaqi ones. Become of the sadiqeen muttaqeen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Tonight we will read again our Ay Mere Mawla. Ay Mere Data, Ay Mere Malik, Ay Mere Mawla, Ay Mere Wali. Ay Mere Data, Ay Mere Malik, اے میرے مولا اے میرے والی شاہنشاہ دو عالم تو ہے سب سے تیری سرکار ہے عالی شان تیری ہر آن نہیں ہے گاہ جمالی گاہ جلالی شان تیری ہر آن نہیں ہے گاہ جمالی گاہ جلالی وہ بھی عجب خوش بخت ہے جس نے قلب میں تیری یاد بسالی شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 قصب میں دنیا ہی کے رہا میں دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی قصب میں دنیا ہی کے رہا میں دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی وقت یوں ہی بیکار گزارا عمر یوں ہی غفلت میں گوائی خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ پنجہ غم سے مجھ کو چھڑا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ اپنا بنا لے اپنا بنا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ اپنا بنا لے اپنا بنا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پیر ہو اللہ 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 اپنی رضا میں مجھ کو مٹا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ اپنی رضا میں مجھ کو مٹا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ کر دے فنا سب میرے ارادے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ جام محبت اپنا پلا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ جام محبت اپنا پلا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ دل میں میرے یاد اپنی رچا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 دید اے دل میں تجھ کو بسا لوں سب سے ہٹا لوں اپنی نظر میں दीदे दिल में तुझको बसा लूं, सबसे हटाऊं अपनी नजर में, तेरा ही जलवा पेशे नजर हो, जाऊं कहीं मैं देखूं जिधर में, तेरा ही जलवा पेशे नजर हो, जाऊं कहीं मैं देखूं जिधर में, तेरा तसव्वुर ऐसा जमा लूं, कल्ब में मिसले नक्श हजर में, तेरा तसव्वुर ऐसा जमा लूं, कल्ब में मिसले नक्श हजर में, भूल सकूं ता उम्र न तुझको, चाहूं बुलाना खुद भी अगर में, शुगल मेरा बस अब तो इलाही, शाम सहर हो अल्लाह अल्लाह, लेटे बैठे चलते फिरते आठ पहर हो अल्लाह अल्लाह, अल्लाह 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 अपना मुझे मजजूब बना ले, तेरा ही सौदा हो मेरे सर में, अपना मुझे मजजूब बना ले, तेरा ही सौदा हो मेरे सर में, तेरी मोहब्बत हो रगों पे में, जान में तन में दिल में जिगर में, शाद रहूं मैं रंजो खुशी में, शाद रहूं मैं रंजो खुशी में, सूद ज़िया में नफ़ो ज़रर में, फ़र्क न देखूं शाह गदा में, दुर्र सदफ में लाल गोहर में, शुगल मेरा बस अब तो इलाही, शाम सहर हो अल्लाह अल्लाह, लेटे बैठे चलते फिरते आठ पहर हो अल्लाह 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 ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह मुहम्मदुर रसूलुल्लाह अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है, अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है, अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidane ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidane ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Aur mere tan mein bajaye aabo gil, dard-e-dil ho, dard-e-dil ho, dard-e-dil. Ghair se bilkul hi uth jaye nazar, ghair se bilkul hi uth jaye nazar. Tu hi tu aaye nazar dekhun jidhar, tu hi tu aaye nazar dekhun jidhar. Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah, illallah, illallah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah, illallah, illallah. Socho zara Firaun ke ghar mein Musa ko pala kisne, socho zara Firaun ke ghar mein Musa ko pala kisne. Gaur karo machli ke shikam mein Yunus ko rakha kisne, pehle aag mein dala phir aag ko phool kiya kisne. Unke naam ki gun gaate hain Ibrahim Khalilullah, illallah, 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 illallah.
illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam,
la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أكرم الأكرمين، يا غياث المستغيثين، يا غياث المستغيثين، يا حي يا قيوم، يا حي يا قيوم، يا حي يا قيوم، برحمتك نستغيث، برحمتك نستغيث، برحمتك نستغيث. اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين، فإنك إن تكلنا إلى أنفسنا تكلنا إلى ضعف وخطيئة. اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما. او مائی بلوڈ اللہ، او مائی رحیم کریم اللہ، او مائی موسٹ کمپیشنیٹ مرسی فل کائنڈ اللہ، او مائی فورگیونگ اللہ، forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, we are your sinful servants. We are extending our hands before you. Oh my beloved Allah, these begging bowls which we have attached to our bodies, we are extending them before you. We are not extending them before any idol that does not see us, does not hear us, that cannot come to our assistance and help. Oh Allah, we are extending them before you. Everything is in your power and in your qudrat. Oh my beloved Allah, everything is in your power and your qudrat. Oh my beloved Allah, Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Oh Allah, forgive us. Forgive our parents. Forgive our wives and children. Forgive the entire ummah of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my beloved Allah, we are acknowledging each and every sin of ours. We are confessing before you, oh my Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, we are confessing. Ya Allah, we are not justifying any of our weakness and sickness and disease of the heart. Oh my beloved Allah, all our spiritual diseases we are acknowledging. Ya Allah, we are acknowledging all our sins. Ya Allah, we are not justifying any of our sins, whether major or minor. Oh my beloved Allah, you are the forgiving one and you dearly love forgiveness of sins. Ya Allah, you love those servants of yours who turn towards you with repentance. Oh my beloved Allah, you are seeing everything. You are hearing everything. You know everything. Ya Allah, we are seeking forgiveness of all sins that we have committed. From the time we became of age up till now. Oh, by Allah, how much we have displeased you. Ay Allah, humne tujhe kitna naraz kiya. It was just your compassion and your kindness that you did not seize us there and then. Oh Allah, if there had been another Allah, the moment we used the eyes which were given by you, or the moment we used the eyes which is given by Allah, Ya Allah, if it had been another Allah, you would have seized us and made us blind. The moment we heard haram, he would have made us completely deaf. The moment we spoke haram, he would have made us dumb. The moment we touched haram, he would have made us paralyzed. But oh Allah, how forgiving and how kind you are. That in spite of all the sins that we have been committing, you are still giving us so much to eat and drink, shelter above our heads, so much of clothes, so much of transport. Ay mere Allah, tujh jaisa pyara khuda koi nahi. There is no one besides you. Ya Allah, we are turning towards you. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Forgive the sins of our eyes, forgive the sins of our ears, forgive the sins of our tongues, forgive the sins of our hands and feet, forgive the sins of our heart and mind. Ey Allah, humare har guna ko maaf farma. Ey Allah, har guna ko maaf farma. Ya Allah, all over the world, the Muslim Ummah is suffering. Ya Allah, we know that this suffering is because of our sins. Ey Allah, agar tu maaf kar de, to tujhe koi poochne wala nahi hai. Ya Allah, who is there to question you that why you forgave those sinners who had extended their hands in Masjid-e-Noor? Ya Allah, tujhe koi poochne wala nahi hai. Ya Allah, if you are going to forgive us, we will become happy and successful. Your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will become happy. Ya Allah, you will become happy. The only one that will become displeased and annoyed will be Shaitan. Ey Allah, Shaitan ki hum kyun fikar kare? Ya Allah, tu hume maaf farma de. اے اللہ ہمارے ماں باپ کو معاف فرما دے, پوری امت مسلمہ کو معاف فرما دے. اے میرے پیارے خدا, ہم گنہگار ہیں, ہم نالائق ہیں, ہم سیاہکار ہیں, ہم بدکار ہیں, ہم ناپاک ہیں, ہم سب کچھ ہے لیکن بندے تیرے ہیں. اے اللہ, who is there for us besides you? یا اللہ, if you are going to turn away your glance of rahmat, اے میرے پیارے خدا, then you tell us who can we turn towards, which other door is there for us that we can tap, which other home for us is there where we can extend our hands and beg. Ey mere Allah, tere siwa hamara koi nahi hai. There is no one for us besides you. Ey mere Allah, tere siwa hamara koi nahi hai. Ey Allah, agar tu ne nigahe rahmat pher li, to phir hum barbaad ho jayenge. Ey Allah, hum par raham farma, karam farma. Ey Allah, teri rahmat ke darwaze khol de. Oh my beloved Allah, open the doors of your maghfirat for us. Open the doors of your forgiveness for us. Open the doors of your mercy for us. Ya Allah, open the doors of your compassion and kindness for us. Oh my Allah, we know we are deserving of the worst of all punishment. Ya Allah, we know that we are deserving of the worst of all punishment. Ey Allah, if we have to look at our sins in our past lives, Ya Allah, and even in our future, present lives, we know we are deserving of the worst of all punishment. If the earth has to open up and swallow each and every one of us, if the ground has to tremor and shake and, oh Allah, swallow each and every one of us, if the flood waters have to destroy us, if the cyclones have to destroy us, we know we are deserving of all that. But, oh Allah, we also know something else, and that is which your beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has informed us, that you dearly love forgiveness and you love those who turn towards you with repentance and you do not like punishment. Ey mere Allah, tu saza dekar khush nahi hota hai, tu maaf karke khush hota hai. Ya Allah, therefore we are turning towards you with repentance. We are ashamed of the sins that we have done. Ey Allah, the food that you provided, the clothes that you gave to us. Ya Allah, the sight that you blessed us with, the hearing and speech that you gave us, the heart, mind and intelligence that you blessed us with. We used each and everything for your disobedience. Ey Allah, hum kitne namak haram hai. Ey Allah, koi aur khuda hota to hame khatam kar deta. Ey Allah, hame samandar ke andar dal deta. Lekin mere pyare khuda, ہم جیسے بھی ہیں تیرے بندے ہیں. اگر تُو نے معاف نہیں کیا تو میرے خدا, ہمارے لئے کوئی اور خدا نہیں ہے. یا اللہ, if a dog is kicked from one butcher, it can still go to another butcher. If a beggar is chased from one home, he can still go to another home. But oh my Allah, if you are going to turn away your glance of rahmat from us, then we have got no one else to turn towards. اے اللہ, تُو ہمیں معاف فرما دے. اے اللہ, ہم سب کو صحت عطا فرما, عافیت عطا فرما. Bless us all with good health, health, with long life, with prosperity, with happiness, with contentment, with satisfaction, with zuhad, with taqwa, with qanaat, with sabr, with shukr. Ey Allah, hamare qulub ko paak farma de. Ey Allah, tamam gandagiyon se paak farma de. Clean and purify our hearts of malice, purify our hearts of greed, purify our hearts of pride, purify our hearts of anger, purify our hearts of evil passions and desires. Oh my Allah, evil passions and desires are drawing us towards the cinemas, drawing us towards the theaters, drawing us towards the casinos, drawing us towards adultery and fornication, drawing us towards the filthy movies and filthy magazines. Ey mere pyare khuda, clean and purify our hearts. Ya Allah, give us the hearts that you give to the awliya. Give us the hearts that you give to the awliya e siddiqeen. Ya Allah, they were also human beings, and the awliya of our present time are also human beings. They also have got flesh and body. Ey mere pyare khuda, they have got same desires. But oh Allah, the pak and purified hearts that you bless them with, bless us with. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with the noor of taqwa. Fill our hearts with the noor of zuhd and shukr and zikr.
اے اللہ بلیس اس وتھ قناعت. اے اللہ ہمیں دنیا کے اندر بھی بھلائی عطا فرما, آخرت کی بھلائی نصیب فرما. یا اللہ بلیس اس وتھ حلال رزق اینڈ سسٹیننس ان ابنڈنس. یا اللہ دوز ہو آر ان ڈیفیکلٹیز فائنینشیل پرابلمز, ریموو دی فائنینشیل ڈیفیکلٹیز اینڈ پرابلمز بائی پرووائڈنگ دم ود ابنڈنٹ حلال رزق اینڈ سسٹیننس. یا اللہ دوز ہو ہیو گاٹ family problems, ya Allah, remove their family problems. Unite the hearts of husbands and wives, unite the hearts of brothers and sisters, unite the hearts of parents and children, unite the hearts of the entire ummat of Rasool Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, jo be aulad hai unko aulad saleh naseeb farma. Ya Allah, jinki aulad dur ho chuki hai, Allah unko qareeb kar de. Ya Allah, those who have gone on to wine, women and drink and drugs, ya Allah, give them the tawfiq to come back onto sirat e mustaqim. Oh my beloved Allah, we have distanced ourselves from you, we have forgotten you, but you have not forgotten us. Ahi mere Allah, where we will be find another Allah who does not forget even his sinful servants and is providing for them in abundance. Ya Allah, therefore we are seeking from you. Bless us with long life, with good health, with good health, with spiritual health and physical health. We are physically ill and we are spiritually ill. اے میرے اللہ, اس دنیا سے جب ہم جائے تو ہماری زبانوں کے اوپر کلمہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد الرسول اللہ جاری فرما دے. او مائی بلوڈ اللہ, کوز دا ونڈز آف ایمان اینڈ ہدایت ٹو بلو تھرو آؤٹ دا کانٹیننٹس. یا اللہ, سارے عالم کے اندر تو ہدایت کی ہوا کو پھیلا دے. جو بے ایمان ہے ان کو ایمان عطا فرما. اے اللہ, جو اسلام نہیں لائے ان کو اسلام نصیب فرما. بٹ او اللہ, دوز ہو ہیو میڈ اپ دیئر مائنڈز دیٹ دے ول بی این آبسٹیکل فار دا مسلم امہ, یا اللہ ان کو عاد اور سمود کی طریقے سے برباد اور ختم فرما. اے اللہ, مسلمان جہاں کہیں جہاد کر رہے ہیں ان کی مدد اور نصرت فرما. چچنیا کے مسلمانوں کی مدد فرما, بوسنیا کے مسلمانوں کی مدد فرما, پیلسٹائن کے مسلمانوں کی مدد فرما, افریقہ کے مسلمانوں کی مدد فرما. اے اللہ, سارے عالم کے اندر جہاں کہیں تیرے دین کی محنت ہو رہی ہے, کام کرنے والوں کو قبول فرما. یا اللہ, ایکسیپٹ دا ورک آف تبلیغ اینڈ دعوت, ایکسیپٹ دا ورک آف دا خانقاز, ایکسیپٹ دا ورک آف دا دار العلوم, ایکسیپٹ دا ورک آف دا مکاتب اینڈ دا مساجد, ایکسیپٹ دا ورک آف آل دینی انسٹیٹیوشنز. یا اللہ, ہو ایور از ڈوئنگ دین ورک ان وچ ایور فارم ہی از ڈوئنگ اٹ, ایز لانگ ایز اٹ از ان کنفارمٹی ود دا قرآن اینڈ دا سنہ, یا اللہ, بلیس اٹ ود برکت اینڈ ایکسیپٹ اٹ. اے اللہ, سب کو تو قبول فرما لے. اے اللہ, سب کو تیرے سامنے جھکنے کی توفیق عطا فرما دے. او مائی بلوڈ اللہ, وی ہیو ٹو لیو دس ورلڈ. ڈیلی وی آر ہیئرنگ آف ڈیتھس, اینڈ نو مور ان ونز اینڈ ٹوز. او اللہ, ناؤ دے لیو ان ہنڈریڈ اینڈ ان تھاؤزنڈ. اے میرے پیارے خدا, ایک دن ملک الموت آ کر کے ہماری روح قبض کرے گا. ہی از گوئنگ ٹو ایکسٹریکٹ دا سول فرام ایوری لمب, فرام ایوری پارٹ آف اوور باڈی. اے اللہ, ہر رگ سے روح نکالے گا. اے اللہ, کسی کو چھوڑنے والا وہ نہیں ہے. یا اللہ, what capital have we got of good deeds that we can face you on the day of قیامہ. اے اللہ, ہم دیکھ رہے ہیں کہ جنازے جا رہے ہیں, ڈیلی جنازاز آر لیونگ, بٹ او اللہ, اٹ ڈزنٹ ہیو اینی امپیکٹ آن اوور مائنڈز اینی مور. اے اللہ, ہم پڑھتے ہیں, سنتے ہیں, لیکن ہمارے دلوں کے اوپر کوئی اثر نہیں ہوتا ہے. یا اللہ, ریموو دس ہارڈ ہارٹڈنس آف آورز. یا اللہ, ڈونٹ لیٹ دا اینجل آف ڈیتھ وزٹ اس ان اے حرام اسٹیٹ آف اوور لائف. یا اللہ, وین وی آر انڈلجنگ ان سنز, do not let our death come in that state. Ya Allah, save us and protect us from all sins, major and minor, all sins. Ya Allah, do not let the angel of death visit any Muslim in a disco, in a theater, in a cinema, reading filthy novel, watching some filthy film. Ya Allah, we do not know when the angel of death will come, where he will strike, how he will strike. We do not know, then how can we be in the wrong places? Hey Allah, give us the realization. We are reading, we are listening, but oh Allah, we are still going to haram places. We still find our Muslim brothers and sisters in casinos, in theaters, in cinemas, in adultery and fornication, in the prostitute quarters. Hey Allah, ہم کب تک گناہ کرتے رہیں گے, کب تک ہم تجھے آزماتے رہیں گے. How long are we going to test you, oh my Allah? We are trying to test your patience, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, do not punish us because of this haram that we are indulging in. Ya Allah, do not find, let the angel of death find us in a haram. We are seeking forgiveness. We are making sincere tawbah from all our sins. Accidentally, if we commit sin, give us the tawfiq to make plenty of tawbah again. But oh Allah, give us the power of restraining ourselves. Make us like lions against nafs and shaitan. How long are we going to be slaves of nafs and shaitan? Ya Allah, what did we gain in committing sins besides misery, besides anxieties and worries and restlessness? Ya Allah, now give us the tawfiq to do those things which are pleasing to you. Ya Allah, there is nothing else that has kept us up here tonight except that we have believed in you as our Rabb. A Rabb who is all powerful, almighty, all hearing, all seeing, all knowing, who has the power to grant us and bless us with all the good things that we are asking you of. Ay very Allah, therefore we are seeking from you that all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam begged, bless us with that goodness. Bless our parents with that goodness. Bless our wives and children with that goodness. Bless the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, the fitnas, and the corruption that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for protection from, ya Allah, protect us, protect our parents, our wives and children, brothers and sisters, our family members, and the entire ummah of Rasul Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my beloved Allah, there are so many hujjaj-e-kiram amongst us who have returned after visiting the Mubarak places. Ya Allah, their duas are accepted still for a number of days. Ay mere pyare khuda, they are also amongst us. Ya Allah, unke haj ko tu qubool farma. Aur bhi jitne hujjaj hai, sab ke haj ko qubool farma. Ya Allah, give every haji the tawfiq to conduct himself as a haji. Ay mere pyare khuda, har gunah se unki hifazat farma. Ya Allah, Huzur Paak sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne bhi haj farmaya tha. Oh Allah, his haj was one haj which nobody can forget, and that is Hajjatul Wida, with 124,000 companions, but each and every one of them a shining star, each and every one of them a star of Hidayat. Ya Allah, how much of duas they must have all made in the company of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The earth will never have a gathering of that nature again. The heavens will never witness a gathering of that nature again. Each and every one radiyallahu anhum wa radwan. Ya Allah, on that occasion, all the duas that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made. Mere pyare Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam ne Hajr Aswad ko chum karke jo manga tha. Mere pyare Nabi ne rukne yabani chu karke jo manga tha. Mere pyare Nabi ne mizab rahmat ke niche khade hokar ro ro ke jo manga tha. Hatim ke andar namazein pad karke jo manga tha. Ae Allah, khilafe Kaaba se nipat karke jo manga tha. Multazam se chimat karke jo manga tha. How long he attached himself to the multazam. How much of the mubarak tears of my Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam were shed at the multazam. All the duas that he made behind Muqami Ibrahim after drinking Zamzam on Safa and Marwa, at Mina, at Muzdalifa, in the fields of Arafat, especially in Arafat from Zohar till Maghrib. Ay Allah, mere pyare Nabi ne ummat ke liye kitna manga, how much he asked. Ya Allah, how much he was concerned about us. Ya Allah, all the duas that he asked, all the goodness that he asked for us, bless us with it. Ameen. Bless our parents and the entire ummah with it. Ameen. And from all the fitnas and from all the sins that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for protection, protect each and every one of us. Ameen. Ay Allah, Rasul Paak sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke sadqe mein hamari duaon ko qubool farma. Ay mere Allah, hum la qabil e qubool hai, phir bhi qubool farma le. Ya Allah, hum jaise bhi hai tere hai. Ay Allah, tujhe chhod kar jaye kaha. Ay mere Allah, tujhe chhod kar hum jaye kaha. Ya Allah, if we are going to become displeased with you, where are we going to go? Ya Allah, so many people, when they have difficulties, problems, hardships, Ya Allah, they begin complaining. Ya Allah, where are they going to go? Who is there for them besides you? Ay mere Allah, do not test us in this world. We are extremely weak, do not test us. Ya Allah, we cannot bear even a mild headache. Ya Allah, hum bade bade azab kahan beh sakte. Ya Allah, when we cannot bear a mild pain in our heads, how can we tolerate the azab of qabr, the azab of jahannam, the azab of akhirat? Ya Allah, do not test us in this world, do not test us in the akhirat. Enter us into jannat without any reckoning. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul halim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala an-nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa alihi wa sallim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun alal mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.